Baby oil probably work.
Hello and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, historical facts, and some upcoming events with some comedy mixed in. It is Thursday, August 21st, and we are so glad you're tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and joining me, as always, he's looking a little cooler today because he's got a new AC unit. However, the temperature outside is pretty cold already, so what gives? Jamie Oast, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. A lot cooler, like you said, and the AC is fixed, so I'm a happy guy.
The only thing he needs is his sunglasses, and he'd be the Fonz.
Yay, the Fonz. Or that's, hey, the Fonz.
There you go. Yeah. The boomers out there are like, man, he doesn't know how to do it. And the other people are like, who is the Fonz? I grew up on the TV land.
So you can still watch it, I think.
Yeah, on TV land.
Me TV might even have it.
Whatever they want to call it now. How was your week, buddy?
My week has been great.
Yeah?
It's very relaxing since I have AC. Nothing exciting. I did cut the grass. That was exciting.
Yeah, it's supposed to be thunderstorming and raining.
I should have waited because now it's cool, and I did it when it was super hot. So,
well, now you can enjoy the cool.
Yes. It looks good.
Yeah.
I need a weed eat still, but that's another day.
I got a new weed eater during the, I think I just mentioned it last week.
Yeah.
During the tax holiday. It worked out pretty well. I used it, and it's like, not too bad.
Right.
I don't have to worry about gas anymore.
Yeah, you do. You just had Taco Bell.
I also got a, we're going to have to replace our AC unit, so the fan on it's not working. It's also 34 years old, so it's probably time.
Can you just get another fan?
I could, but then I'm going to have to replace something else.
Right.
Well, the guy said the...
take some donations. Send your money to Aaron to fix the fan.
Fix the fan. Be my fan. Only fan.
Only fan, yeah. I knew it was coming.
No, the guy also said the compressor sound like there's gravel in there, so I'm like, oh, okay.
I had that problem.
Yeah. Crunch. All right, well, let's get into some news. We don't have a lot, but we'll just talk about some. All right, let's talk about some US of A news first. It looks like the Trump administration is considering reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 substance on the federal level, which is a move initiated by the Biden administration but did not complete. This change would not make cannabis nationally legal for recreational use, however. It would have a significant impact on Ohio's cannabis market by changing how the drug is regulated and taxed. Reclassification would ease major financial burdens on dispensaries by allowing them to take normal business tax deductions. This could lower consumer prices and also lift some significant barriers to conducting authorized medical cannabis research. They also don't really mention that going from 1 to 3 is great. Because right now, like, it is on the same schedule as, like...
How's it going to lower the prices? Wouldn't that make you more hungry so you would spend more money?
There you go. That's how you get it. That's how you get them.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you sell more, you can lower your price. That's like, that makes sense.
But I think it's a good idea just because it's, you know, as far as incarcerations due to marijuana, it's not the same as if you're doing cocaine and meth. Like, it's just not. I mean, it's people's opinions, I guess, but I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever.
It's better than drinking and driving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's probably any better.
Well, I mean, you're just a little slower, I guess.
There you go. Yeah, then people out there are like, you think that they get road rage. Like, nah, you see them over in the slow lane having a good old time. I had to put this one in here for comic relief. So in other news in the USA, looks like in Vernon, Connecticut, fire department had to rescue a 40-year-old stuck in a playground tube slide.
Part was stuck?
Well, I'll get to it.
No.
Emergency responders were called to an elementary school Saturday afternoon for a confined space rescue involving a 40-year-old man. Upon arrival at the school, the responders found the man wedged feet and head first in the middle portion of the slide, according to the Facebook post. The EMS personnel provided oxygen to the man because he was under extreme discomfort due to the hot temperatures. Ventilation was set up to help cool the space where he was trapped. Man, can you imagine this like a hazmat, you know?
I'm just trying to envision how he was, like, positioned. It was on a slide, correct?
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen if we'd had the metal slides. He'd burn up on those.
He'd been gone.
Yeah, severe burns.
One group deployed tools for the extrication, while another used its aerial ladder to stabilize a section of the slide being removed to reach the man. And he was successfully freed after 30 minutes and refused to go to the emergency room for further treatment.
So I'm assuming he got wedged between the where it curves up.
Yeah.
And okay.
Just like,
yeah.
I mean, you just get a stick of butter and throw it in there. You probably get them out.
Go get some Pam, spray them down.
Oh, man.
Baby oil probably worked.
Yeah. I think that was for my wife. She was like, you need to talk about this on a podcast. It's like, it's not in Ohio, but it's a funny one.
There was a crazy thing. I was trying to find a headline for it for the naked man running around in Springfield that was holding people captive. Just couldn't come up with anything. Because they're like, drop your weapon. So there's a lot of those videos out there.
Stick them up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Ohio. Looks like Jungle Jim's International Market in Fairfield celebrates its 58th anniversary. The iconic store is adding modern attractions like cotton candy making machine, TikTok station, and AI-powered screen while planning a major future expansion for its 80-acre site, including a hotel, a new apartments, and a marijuana store. Man, Jungle Jim's is really branching out.
Oh, sure.
I like going there. You ever go there?
Occasionally, but that's a little far of a drive.
It's a drive. It's like you take a field trip there.
Yeah.
You go there for the day.
Supposedly, there's a huge Kroger's not far from there. If you go to the original one.
In Cincinnati.
Towards Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah. It's, my wife, she lived down there, and that's where she used to go for Kroger's.
Yeah.
I've been there.
It's ginormous.
It's massive.
Yeah.
It's massive.
It's like going to like the Costco's and Sam's.
Yeah.
Where they have free samples everywhere. Just
put it together.
Yeah.
I think I watched something or read something talking about certain places to go and you could just literally get a whole meal.
If you go between the two of them, you got your lunch covered.
Pretty much.
You know, they can't refuse you if you want seconds.
Really?
They're not allowed to. They have to let you have a second one if you want
one.
We
could come in with like a mask and like... the old school glasses with the nose and hairy mustache. And it was like,
that was my brother.
Even if you did it for the laughs, I think it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Franklin County Court has temporarily blocked the new state law that banned Dayton Public School students from using the downtown RTA hub. We're back on this subject again. As a result, the district has resumed distributing RTA bus passes to its high school students. To address safety concerns, DPS is now stationing its own security team at the hub. So that has not been resolved yet. I mean, I would imagine school starting
now.
It's not a good time right now. Dorothy Lane Market opens a new grocery store in Mason on Mason Montgomery Road. So have you ever been to Dorothy Lane Market?
Mm-hmm.
It is like the echelon.
Yeah, we
of markets.
Were just there when the AC went out, just walking around.
Yeah,
thinking it'd be cool and stuff, but no, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
The main concern I had was their counters were like their other bakeries and everything. Flies were still flying into that, their food. I'm like, no, thank you. Not going to eat this stuff. It looked good, but no.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like a troop of 150 National Guardsmen will make its way from Ohio to Washington, D.C. On Wednesday, which was yesterday. This is after DeWine approved a request from the nation's Secretary of the Army. So this is like that thing Trump was doing in D.C. trying
to help out
the crime and
yeah.
whatnot. Ohio's stepping up, but I know there was some other things they're mentioning. There are a lot of people not happy about it. It's supposed to not cost us any money, like taxpayer-wise, but
right.
Who can really prove any of that?
I believe AES is going to pay for it.
Yeah, with all that money they're trying to hike for everybody.
Extra 9%. But look forward to it.
I can't wait. Dayton news. Just got one thing. The property housing the Trolley Stop, which is a historic tavern for Dayton's Oregon district, has been sold for $800,000 to Horn Ohio Properties, a company run by local entrepreneur Bethany Horn. While Horn now owns the real estate, the tavern business itself will be operated by P.J. Falter, who plans to keep the establishment as is and maintain its traditional feel. Future plans include potential renovations to the tavern and the adjacent Clay Street building. So I was looking a little bit more into that, and the lady that has, I think she's owned it since 2021, the property, like her husband died in 2023, I think from cancer or something, and she's just, she doesn't have anybody to pass it on to. So
right.
She's, you know, got to make those hard decisions.
So there's a PJ guy and a horn guy.
Mm-hmm. PJ on the horn.
Yeah.
Well, Horn is a last name.
Last name, okay.
Bethany Horn. And then PJ Falter.
PJ Falter.
Yeah, Bethany and PJ.
Great names.
Yeah. Beaver Creek got Brio Italian Grill at the Green, and Beaver Creek has permanently closed. Womp, womp.
Never been there.
Yeah, I haven't either. I think they still have another location. Bellbrook closes high school library temporarily for review of sexuality content and gender identity.
Are they going to go through all the books?
I think so.
What if they're sticky?
Yeah. I'm sure there's a joke in there.
Right? I got you on that
one. All the candy the kids eat. Clayton, Bella Sorella Pizza is opening next month in Clayton, just east of the Easter Price. Esther Price. I'm from Ohio, and I should have known how to read that word, but I thought it said Easter. Huber Heights. I got something. You know anything about Huber?
Probably.
Yeah. Know a few things?
She got.
Looks like the city is going to award $125,000 in economic development grants. Qualifying businesses, owners can submit applications beginning this past Monday, I believe.
Yep.
And the funding for is just for 2025 is to support local economic development, entrepreneurship, and diverse business ownership.
Hmm.
Super exciting, right? You're going to apply for your
I believe,
3D printing new job?
Yeah, I believe new some business. Of our community people have actually, that I'm associated with, have applied for that, but there's some complications.
Yeah, as there always is with grants. Very, very strict stipulations. You must do this and do that, and give me free.
Can't
whatever.
Really talk about it, but I know some stuff.
He signed NDA. Everybody. Kettering looks like teens needs chaperones to eat at the Kettering Chick-fil-A. This policy requires anyone 17 and younger to be accompanied by a parent, guardian, or adult. Chaperone 21 or older. Unaccompanied minors may be asked to leave. And they said, "We are grateful for your support and want to make sure the Chick-fil-A." Kettering is a safe and enjoyable place for everyone. So I'm wondering if there's been some craziness going on.
There's probably
there.
The cow outside that says, "Get the cluck out of here." Not eat more chicken. It's bring your parents, I guess. I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a food fight or something.
Maybe. Something. Miamisburg, the former site of Ron's Car Care in Miamisburg, was demolished this week to make room for the Flying Ace Express Car Wash. So we're getting rid of a car care, and we're getting a car wash.
Well, at least it's going to clean things up.
Yep. That's, in an express kind of way.
Yeah, that's a good joke there.
Troy, school phones are down. System provider finds additional issues to be repaired. The district's telephone system was not working and will be down for an undetermined amount of time while repairs are made by system provider Cincinnati Bell. So I guess kids are like, "I need my phone, Mom. How am I going to get a hold of you?"
Right. But they banned phones in schools, so but are they allowed to take their phone with them?
I'm sure they're probably going to have some sort of thing for the teachers to have a device on them.
Right.
If I were them, I would... just go to Walmart and buy a bunch of burner phones.
Yeah, right.
I mean, every classroom has a phone.
I don't know that many places that actually have landlines anymore.
I know, so. Right? Probably a school.
Right. Yeah. Outdated.
And even our phones at work, that's voice over IP. That's not a true landline.
Right.
So. Last, Yellow Springs, longtime Ohio Renaissance Festival vendors Joey and Kathleen Hall have opened the White Seahorse, which is a new permanent shop in Xenia, selling historical reproduction toys, costumes, and supplies for cosplayers and reenactors.
Really? Where is that at?
Xenia.
I'll check that out.
It's called the White Seahorse. Yeah, it'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
Getting excited for a Renaissance Festival. Okay. It's coming up.
You got any
up.
Sea monkeys?
Nope, only seahorses. all right.
You ever have those as a kid? Mm-mm. Yeah, they're just an algae. It's not what you think's on the package.
Yeah.
It just funny. Looks like pepper and sprinkled in like some Dawn stuff, you know? Just like, yeah, it's looking nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Not those little creatures you see on the package that are swimming around in castles and stuff.
Yeah, oh, they're so cool. Oh.
Yeah. What the hell is this?
Yeah. Anything else in news? You got anything?
No, not really.
All right.
Nothing crazy, at least.
So we are going to move on to some facts. I don't have many, but I have some. On August 22nd, 1898, the first issue of the Dayton Daily News is published by publisher James M. Cox.
I know, it's hard to look at you when you say that name. Yep. Yep. And where is he now?
He's probably dead. Because it was over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's got any Cox Juniors.
Probably.
Probably. Some famous people from Dayton. Not going to go too crazy. Have you heard of Mr. William Roger Clemens?
I've heard of Roger Clemens.
That is the same person. He goes by Roger Clemens, but his first name is William. Nicknamed the Rocket.
Right. Mr. Bill.
Played 24 seasons in the MLB for the Red Sox and the Yankees. And the Blue Jays and the Astros, apparently. Nice. Cool guy. But he's from Dayton.
Really?
Yep.
He was tall, too, wasn't he? Probably didn't say his height, but...
It should.
I feel like he was tall.
Weight. I feel like they should show that. I'm sure I could...
I think he was a tall pitcher. Really tall pitcher.
Clemens height.
Maybe I'm thinking of Randy Jackson. I don't know.
No? 6'4"?
Yeah, he was tall. I thought he was tall. Yeah.
Number two from Dayton, Edwin Moses.
The guy who, built the Ark? Not him?
No, that was Bible Moses.
Oh, okay.
I know. I couldn't think of
anything. It could have been Edward.
That was Animal Moses. I don't know. Still nothing. No, that was Noah. And I grew up in a church. That's funny. Moses.
Noah, nope, nobody knows that one.
Nope. Edwin Corley Moses. American former hurdler who won gold medals in the 400-meter hurdle in 76 and 84 Olympics. He won 107 consecutive finals and set the world record in an event four times.
That would have been better if it was 40.
Yeah.
Because he had 40 days here, 40 days there. He's an overachiever.
No, that's still Noah. 40 days
and 40 nights. In the desert, right? He had to go for 40 days or something?
Oh, that was 40 years.
Yeah, well, still.
Yeah, that's true.
See? Moses.
They even
now
named,
who's the Bible guy?
they even named a whole road after him. In 84, his hometown of Dayton renamed Miami Boulevard West to Sunrise Avenue, Edwin C. Moses Boulevard. Nice.
Yeah, it's blue. His name on there.
Yeah. Last guy, which I picked this one because I know this name, Steve Gibson. He's a computer programmer and a security, computer security expert.
Mm-hmm.
I first heard about him on some podcasts online years ago, and I've listened to some of his stuff, but I haven't, stayed up with him. But I didn't know he was from Ohio, Dayton, Ohio. He's still alive, 70.
That's the name of a guitar, isn't it?
Yeah. Gibson guitar.
Yeah.
He went to school in University of California, Berkeley. Software engineer and security analyst.
Ew.
Yep. Analyst.
So, he was a computer guy.
Yep.
And he, amazing. I know nothing about computers.
Yeah, it's fine. It was something for me.
Right, gotcha.
It meant something to me.
Gotcha.
Moses meant something to you.
Oh, I guess, a little bit. The guy knows how to part things.
And that's all I got. All right. Let's check out some days of the year. Let me pull up my list for Friday, the 22nd.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, what you got?
National Eat a Peach Day. Wink.
Wink. Okay.
I don't like
not a peach
fresh
fan.
Peaches straight off the tree.
Nope.
My wife does. But I'll eat peach cobbler all day long. I just don't like it's the texture, that fuzzy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It leaves a hair in your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't mind it in ice cream.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Agreed. National Be an Angel Day.
What kind of angel?
Gabriel?
Devil's angel?
Devil's angel? The good angel?
Angel food cake?
It's a National Pecan Tort Day.
It seems like this whole week was like pecan stuff. I've just seen a whole bunch of stuff for pecan.
Somebody sent me a,
are they nuts?
An image. It kind of.
Yeah.
An image. It was like the guy was, I don't know who sent it to me. Might have been my wife.
Mr. Planner.
It was a guy, he had two cans of peas and pecans, or pecans, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he said, what do these two have in common? They're both pea cans.
Right.
Because one's a
pecan. And one's a peas. I get it.
Yeah, it's funny.
I get it. I mean,
do you say pecan or pecan?
Pecan. Pecan pie.
I feel like I switch depending on, I don't know.
Is that where you're if you're back home or if you're here?
Probably.
Yeah.
West Virginia, like, pecans? No, these are pecans. It's National Surgical Oncologist Day. Wow.
Sugar must be high. I can't even read my phone.
Antique Tractor Preservation Day.
Does that say Boo Day?
It does. No, I think it says Boa Day.
Boa? Okay. See, that's what's throwing me off.
I saw that. I wanted to see what that...
Rainbow Baby Day.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is that?
Boa is it's a steamed bun from China.
Really?
You've seen them before. They're like the...
Oh, yeah. They look like big dumplings.
Yeah.
That's what the Kung Fu Panda would eat.
Yeah. And that's how he turned out the way he is.
Right. I work with a few of those.
World Plant Milk Day. Ugh.
So what would that be?
I have no idea.
Kind of plant like, produces
it's like,
milk.
It's like getting almond milk. It's like, how you milking?
Yes. What are you milking?
And then on Saturday. Moving on to Saturday.
Can you get almond milk from a pecan?
I'm sure they have some pecan milk out there somewhere. You just get regular milk and then you just drop in some crumbs. All right. Saturday, National Ride the Wind Day, also known as parachuting.
Really?
Bungee jumping. Wind surfing. Airplane ride or similar. So I guess it's any of those.
There's a song called like Ride Like the Wind.
Well, maybe you can have that blasting.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a good song. It's something to do with bicycles.
I gotcha. National Cuban Sandwich Day. Ugh, not my thing.
No. Sponge cake. I like that.
Ooh, yeah.
See that one on there.
National Blind Dog Day. Poor things. Ooh, Find Your Inner Nerd Day.
That's every day.
It is. Let's see.
Not much for Saturday, that I have.
No. Cheap flight day. Oh, well. Sunday. Waffle day. Yeah.
Waffles, Jimmy. Hey, do you got something about Pluto demoted day? What is that?
Is it really? Yeah. Learn more about the celestial body formerly classified as a planet, Pluto.
It goes back and forth. Is it a planet again or not a planet?
It's a dwarf planet.
But it's still now a planet.
It's not a planet.
So we're not calling it a planet, even though they're putting planet in it.
I call it a planet because that's how I grew up.
That's what I remember as a planet.
Yeah. It's the age-old question.
And they change stuff up so much, you don't know what's going to be what.
International Strange Music Day.
Define strange music.
Break out your comfort zone and listen to some genuinely weird music.
Like bagpipes?
Try making it... Making it with your own unique instruments.
You could do that. You hold your nose and you make the noise. And then you tap it. Yeah. That's it.
Stupid. Stupid. Oh, God.
Or you get those suckers that have the woo.
No, I remember those. I used to love those. You know, you can take a straw and, like, you know how you take a bottle top and you
right.
blow, make the sound? You can do that with a straw, too, and move it up and down and get different sounds.
I've seen a guy on the internet doing that with making fart noises in like a cup. And every time he like acts like he bends over, he does the noise.
That's great.
And it sounds horrible, but it's funny.
That's funny. Sunday is Kobe Bryant Day. Poor guy.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks. Poor guy. Rest in peace.
William Wilberforce Day.
I feel like that's on the other side of Xenia.
Is it?
That's a college out there.
Man who dedicated his life to fighting for justice and equality.
That's just the other side of Central State.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah.
All right, Monday. Get to the end of August. 25th, Monday. National Kiss and Makeup Day.
That's the last Monday of the month.
Mm-hmm. So, let go of those petty grudges and drawn-out fights.
I would probably get fired if I did that at work. But it says to do it, though.
It says, make up with those nearest to you, whether that's a sibling, friend, spouse, or anyone else.
I could probably just take Hershey Kisses in, be okay with that.
National Kiss and Makeup Day.
Yeah, exactly. Colorado. Here you go. I'm so sorry.
Whiskey Sour Day.
Is that the same as an Amaretto Sour?
I think so.
Yeah.
Ooh, Banana Split Day.
Is that the band?
Mm-mm.
No, just the ice cream thing. You remember the band?
Mm-mm.
Look it up. It's a kids thing back in the late 70s, maybe early 80s, something.
The Banana Splits,
yeah. They had like all these little crazy little videos and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I ever watched
them. They were terrifying.
As I'm looking at
yeah. You had this guy in a little car, and he would go like this all the time, and he'd come at you. It's like, yeah, it's just...
It sort of reminds me of, like, the characters you would
Chuck
see.
Chuck E. Cheese.
At, yeah.
Yeah.
Those kind of characters.
I think somewhere...
Was there another one on Animal House? I think there was a one in West Virginia, at least. I think they had one called the Animal House that was, like, similar. It was like
we had a Duffy the dog here, which was Clubhouse 25 or something like that. And they had a character like that, Duffy the dog, and there was Dr. Creep.
Yeah.
Which did like horror stuff, which big famous thing around here.
Man, I missed out on this. This was like the mid-80s.
Then we had an Uncle Al, which he had like everybody wanted to be on the show as a kid because you got to go on there and do this little special dance. And
right.
This lady, his wife, name was Wendy, and she'd read like stories to you and stuff.
Yeah.
My neighbor got to be on it, but I never did. I was very envious.
Hey, this was 1960s, late or right at the beginning of the 70s, 68.
It came on just before, like, PBS became, like, really big and popular with Sesame Street.
Hmm.
So.
They just kind of took over
the
world.
They felt a movement coming along. Instead, they went with puppets instead of live people in costumes and stuff.
That's funny. Not much else. National Park Service Founders Day. Okay. National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. That's every day. I'll go to the thrift store all day long.
But it was on sale.
National Heroes Day. Nothing much. All right.
Tuesday.
National Toilet Paper Day.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Keep that bathroom clean and hygienic. This everyday item is essential for daily life, as we have found out during pandemics
right.
and anything else that scares the public into wanting their toilet paper.
Right. Don't squeeze the Charmin Day.
I'm not using that magazine to wipe my butt.
That's at that library right there you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. National Web Mistress Day.
I didn't even know what that is.
I know what so web designers, a lot of times they'd be called webmasters.
Yeah.
But this is called a web mistress. I've never heard that before.
Okay, so what takes place during something of that nature?
Honor them who work hard to design and maintain websites.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, I guess. That's every influencer now, right?
Right.
National Dog Day.
Like hot dog?
Mm-mm.
Just like pet dog?
Yep. Fluffy to sleek. Dogs bring joy and love to our lives.
They have,
popsicle.
They have wet noses.
Yep. Cherry Popsicle Day. Man, there's not many on this.
Not a fan.
Mm. All right. Wednesday.
We're
back to bananas again.
Yay, bananas.
We went from banana split to just bananas.
So there's like a theme that goes along with all that.
Apparently, someone thought through all this.
It must be Banana Week.
It must be. National Tug of War Day, Petroleum Day.
Get the jelly out.
It's funny, they have a picture of like an oil rig.
Right.
International.
Should have like wrestling instead.
Yeah. Lottery Day, International Lottery Day.
Speaking of lottery, somebody local won the third time a lottery here.
Three times in a row?
Yeah, here and somewhere in maybe Dayton area.
That sounds a little manufactured.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But he's rich now. Good for him. Them, whoever it was.
Share it with us.
Yeah.
National Pots de Creme Day. Heavy cream, whole milk, egg yolks, sugar, vanilla, and a pinch of salt.
De creme.
World Lake Day. World Rock Paper Scissors Day. Does everybody know that in the world? You know what Rock Paper Scissors do? They have like,
you just sit there and go like this.
I'm trying to think of like another country and like what they would call, be like, Boulder, Chainsaw, or I don't know. So, like they, something relevant to them. None of that was actually relevant to them.
Sure, they have rock paper scissors though, everywhere around.
They might.
It's probably standard.
It would be like,
just like McDonald's is everywhere.
Boulder hemp paper. shears.
It's mead paper.
Oh, they probably changed the word for what they would call it.
Right.
Like rock is probably standard, but shears might be scissors, or I don't know. National Just Because Day. Crab Soup Day.
Yuck.
The Duchess Who Wasn't Day. Oh my gosh. LBJ Day. Lyndon B. Johnson, for those that didn't understand. All right, Thursday, National Bow Tie Day. Rock on. I like the bow ties.
Not a fan. Pee Wee Herman did it best, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't try to dress up like him. I just happen to like bow ties.
He's the only one I can know that really rocked a bow tie.
Yeah. Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. It's mourning the loss of a pet. Honor all your pets you've ever loved who have crossed over that rainbow bridge. I guess that's a pet thing. I didn't know that. Let's see. Rainbow Bridge.
That day we'll be showing Pet Cemetery for all those who want to come out and watch it.
It is a metaphor and poetic concept describing a mythical and serene afterlife for pets. Okay. I didn't know that.
See? Perfect day to watch Pet Cemetery.
Yeah. Crackers Over the Keyboard Day.
That would be you.
Pretty much. I snack. I wouldn't want to follow someone else's keyboard I've been snacking, but it's my keyboard, so. National Cherry Turnover Day.
That's good with ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. International Read Comics in Public Day.
I don't have that.
Ooh, National Power Rangers Day. Mighty Morphin.
Did you know there's actually a Power Ranger with the last name as mine?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he's the White Ranger. His name's David. I think. I have no idea relation-wise if we're any, but...
Yeah.
I found that interesting because it's not every day you see your last name on the TV screen when you're watching something.
Right. All right. A few months. I think we've mentioned some of these. National Immunization Awareness Month. National Breastfeeding Month. Family Fun Month.
I'm there.
National Crayon Collection Month. Yeah, I think we've done a lot of this already. Okay, time for some events. We're smoothing on through this today. If I can find my events here, I thought I had it pulled up. I do. I just have the wrong schedule. There we go. All right. Wait, what happened here? Did I lose my? Apparently, I lost it. Let me open it back up. And I will be back with you shortly in 3, 2, 1. All right, starting on August 22nd, which is tomorrow, Friday. These are going to be the fairs and festivals and recurring events going on. So it looks like at the La Comedia Dinner Theater, they got the Play That Goes Wrong. Multiple days for that. Looks like 32 performances, 9 out of 32. Starting tomorrow. Then the Great Dark County Fair, wrapping that up. The Lebanese Festival kicking off for 3 days. Bellbrook Lions Club Summerfest kicking off for 2 days. Clifton Gorge Music and Arts Festival kicking off for 2 days. And it's not Clifton off, but it is Clifton. Vet Fest, Ohio in Fairborn. And then Dayton's got the Tattoo Fest kicking off. Rip Rap has got the cruise in at the Roadhouse.
Your Tattoo Fest, is that specific to certain places in Dayton?
It's at the Convention Center.
Okay, so it's all downtown?
Yeah. I think it's just a bunch of vendors.
Bunch of pricks going to be there?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like Miami Valley Sports Bar's got the trivia with Trivia Shark.
You want to go down and get a tattoo?
Maybe.
We'll go down there and be like, give me some skiing. it on me right there. Yeah, hit me up.
That's great. That's great. Just go down there for puns.
Yeah.
You're looking pretty skinny.
Right.
Dane Dragons, that looks like they're playing the Peoria. P-E-O-R-I-A. Peoria.
Yeah, sounds good. They're playing somebody.
Yep. Like the Social Vintage Dance Friday nights and Dayton. Looks like A Raisin in the Sun is playing at the Dayton Theater Guild for, it looks like, 9 performances. And Beaver Creek Community Theater has Parade. I don't know if that's a parade.
Can I go back to the tattoo? Or do you want to go get one?
Yeah.
Because I'll go if you go. Because I got a skin tag on my back that I can get a boxer and make it look like he's punching it.
That's great. That's great.
I mean, I'll do that one, but I don't know what you got in mind.
I don't know.
No, just want like a little heart or something?
I have one not saved for this podcast.
Okay.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, yeah.
It's Minion related.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. All right, Saturday. Continuing on with some of those festivals, it looks like Jungle Jim's Weekend of Fire kicking off.
What does that pertain to? Like hot stuff, probably?
I don't know.
Are we just going to burn the place down?
Look it up if you're interested.
No, thanks. Too far for me.
Kettering has the Ohio Valley Orchid Fest for 2 days. Springbro Art Fest on the Main. Hamilton has the Hamapalooza. Middletown has Hops in the Hangar. Dayton has Jefferson Township Day Festival. Miamisburg has the Taco and Nacho Fest at Austin Landing. My ears hurt.
That's on there?
No. The Dayton Beer Company has Summer Band Series. A bunch of farmers markets, Yellow Springs, Franklin, Shiloh, Greene County, Troy, Oakwood, Huber Heights, New Carlisle, you know.
Everywhere.
And then BFW has a steak fry dinner. That's at Pleasant Hill, Ohio. And that's it for Saturday.
Steak and fries. That's what you got on your shirt.
It is. Saving lives, saving fries, or something like that. Something. Sunday, still some of the same stuff. Looks like the only additional thing is the Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel House and the Sunday Funday Karaoke at the Barrel. Monday, boot camp fitness class, trivia at the Green. That's at the pub. And then beginner square dance lessons at the Michael Solomon Pavilion. And then Monday night laughs at the Oregon Express. Tuesday, continuing on with the play that goes wrong. Then we have Cloud Park Food Truck Rally. That's in Huber.
Yep, I'll be there.
You got your own food truck?
No, we have a character that'll be walking around.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Cool. What is going on with this thing? Okay. I will not pay attention to that.
Should be there from 12 to 1. So if you're wanting pictures with Louie.
Okay. I don't know if I do, but.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I'll let some people know. All the people that listen to our podcast.
Right, yeah. You know, anyone listening wants a picture with Bluey.
Looks like Progressive Euchre Tournament still going on in Star City Brewing Company every Tuesday. Trivia Tuesdays at the Dayton Beer Company and then Karaoke Night at the Barrel House. Then on Wednesday, Play Goes Wrong, Miamisburg Farmers Market, Trotwood Market, Fairborn has a farmers market, the Boot Camp and the Swerk Fitness Class at the Riverscape. Live trivia at Star City Brewing, trivia night at the Ale-Matic, puzzle feud at the DBC, and open mic night at Leaf and Vine. And then last, Thursday, Play That Goes Wrong, Lebanon Farmers Market, Karaoke Thursdays, open mic at the Dunaways, open mic at the Barrel House. And then looks like Bach Family Brewing has trivia night, gentle yoga flow at the Sunsets in Deeds Point, Metro Park, music bingo at the Trolley Stop. That's it for fairs and festivals and the recurring events. Now it's on to the live music and miscellaneous. So starting on Friday, we got quite a few things. Friday, we got the Donut Jam in Troy, Ohio. I'm not sure what that is, but I want to go.
Sounds yummy.
Mm-hmm.
What time does that start?
I don't know. I just have it set as all day. They probably have time somewhere.
Probably more in the evening.
The rest of these are all in the evening. Most of these are music, it looks like. We got Benny Hill at the Crooked Handle. Yeah.
Imagine the song they play there.
Uptown Concert, Kylie Downs at the Uptown Centerville. Dan Rivers at Bach Family Brewing. Stepladder, two words, at the Dunaways. Rock the Yacht, Star City County, Star City Concert Series in Miamisburg. Acoustic Rock Night with the Fries Band, Metro Park. I want to check that out. Show up with my shirt.
Right.
I got fries. I'm here for you. Levitt has Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band at the Levitt. I actually might be going to that tomorrow.
Really? I'll be damned.
Yeah. Ba-doom. Reflection with a K at Lock Nine Park in Piqua. Looks like Stillwater Prairie Reserve has Date Night Series Sunset Canoe. Not sure. Maybe you rent a canoe and go down on your date. I think it's probably, it's probably what that is.
That sounded bad.
Doug Hart Band at Jane's on the Main. We got Damon Darling Friday at the Funny Bone. I think it's a comedian, maybe, probably. Agent Signer at the Hidden Gem Music Club. The Denim Deluxe Band at the Barrel. At the Daryl. There's a lot of D's and B's in there. Moonstone at the Phone Booth Lounge. Renaissance Rave at the Yellow Cab Tavern. What is that? Oh, it doesn't have any notes in it. Outlaws at the Phrase Pavilion. Renaissance Rave featuring DJ Huzza at the Yellow Cab Tavern. So it says, come one and all to the first Renaissance Rave at the Yellow Cab. They'll be spinning all your favorite dance hits, medieval style, for all the lords. I guess no ladies.
Right.
it was a dot, 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 so there probably was more text. Huber Heights has Big Daddy Bamboo at the Brick Tap and Tavern. And then the Bourbon Road Band at Good Time Charlie's. Oh, and also Carmen Clow's Acoustic at the Courtyard Lounge. And then on Saturday, got a decent list on this one. We got the golf cart rodeo at the
how do you do that?
At the Poor Farmers Campground. That's how you do that. I don't know.
You
ride around in a golf cart.
Lasso somebody while they're driving?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Probably people, not right. Like a bull.
I mean, other people driving, I guess. Wreck their cars, catch their tire.
Yeah. Wes Milton has, it looks like a run of sorts, Bob Scholl Invitation. I'm sure you know what that is, if you know what that is. Western Arts Knife Throwing at the Greene County Fairgrounds. Classic Car Show, Johnston Farm. It's in Piqua. Sentence there, I was just going to, it's just Piqua. B-25 Rides at Urbana at the Champaign Aviation Museum. Interesting.
How much does that cost? It's a big plane, isn't it?
Doesn't say.
Yeah.
Probably not cheap.
Right.
Maybe cheaper than if you went to the air show and
right.
Try to get a ride in some helicopter.
It'd be kind of neat. I actually like to do that, but not this weekend.
Bob Poole Orphan Car Show in Yellow Springs at Young's Dairy. Sculpt with Easy at Red Escape.
That's for the homeless cars.
Inventors and Their Inventions at the Woodland Cemetery and Arboretum. That's not Arboretum. It's Arboretum. Arboretum. I should know.
Close,
how to say that
close
word.
Enough.
Arboretum.
Arboretum.
All right. Bites in the Heights at the Rose Music Center. Was that what you mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tip City Trans Am Cruise-In.
That's at Beaver Creek, isn't it?
It says Downtown Tip City. Huh. Is that Beaver Creek?
No, definitely not.
Second Street.
I thought there was something at the mall with Trans Am this weekend.
There might be.
I think there's a Corvette thing at the Air Force Museum also this weekend.
Yeah. For any information, email Jamie. He'll let you know. Second Street Car Meet downtown Miamisburg. Candlelight Tribute to Queen and the Beatles at the Dayton Masonic Center. Those are always fun. Those are like the candlelight.
A bunch
of candles and a bunch of musicians they play.
Really?
Yeah, a bunch of tribute stuff. So this one is to Queen and the Beatles.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah.
I would think if you had
They're not
one
too
for,
expensive. This one says, I mean, it's probably more. It, ranges. This is $33 probably per ticket. So.
For a candle?
No, for a ticket to go.
Oh, okay.
Listen, a watch. So it's like a concert.
They give you a candle and everything there too?
No, they display all the candles around,
so
and they play inside. I don't know if they're real candles.
They should merge with like Bath and Body Works. Get some of those candles out there.
Get some money.
Yeah.
Funny Bone.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah. Funny Bone has the Damon Darling again. Dunaways has Frequency, and it's spelled F-R-E-A-K, Freak Wency. K-Q, Freak Quincy. Okay. Ryan Arnold at the Bach Family Brewing. Levitt has to be announced. I don't know. They're going on something on there.
Great man.
Pink. It might be. TBA. Pink Droid at the Loch Nine Park.
It sounds like something.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Ashley and the Authority at Jane's on the Main. A Vicious Cycle at Phone Booth Lounge. Rockstar at the Barrel. Amy Newhart Country Duo at the Brick Tap and Tavern. The Wooden Nickel Band at Good Time Charlie's. And then Candlelight's doing a tribute to Adele, I think later on in the evening, at the Dayton Masonic Center.
So that's another Candlelight thing?
Just, yeah, they do multiple concerts.
Yeah.
Joyride at Courtyard Lounge. And Damon Darling's got a late night at the Funny Bone. That's all for Saturday. Let's see what's going on Sunday.
We've got a fundraiser.
Oh, my goodness. When on Sunday?
On Saturday.
On Saturday. What you got?
It says Wayne Band and Warriorette's mattress sale. That's at the high school.
Get your mattresses.
So if you need a new mattress.
I like it. Dude, Sunday through Thursday, if I combined all of them, it was about all the events on Saturday. So Sunday, we got the Miami.
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miamisburg Triathlon, Bobby D Music at Wright Station, and then Musicians Monthly Meetup at the Yellow Cab. On Monday, the only thing I got is the Grateful Dead movie at the Neon. Tuesday, free yoga, Tip City Public Library, Curio, Courthouse Square from 12 to 1, the Trivia Tuesdays. Crooked Handle Brewing has Trivia Night.
I'm going to go to this. What is it? It's a church thing.
Pizza and Porn, a night that delivers the conversations most churches run from. Okay. Sounds like an AA meeting.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it a PP meeting?
It's on Sunday, 6 p.m. I'm going to bump heads there.
man. Cox Summers Tram Tour.
It's coming to that meeting.
at the Cox Arboretum Metro Park. Charity Bingo.
Serving up some dirty chicken.
Oh, my gosh. Charity Bingo with Blues Haven Cat Rescue at Yellow Cab. The Hathaways at the Wright Station Concerts. And Shakespeare in the Park at Memorial Park Pavilion in Oxford. Wednesday, Curio Zen's Day from 12 to 2. Then 6 to 9, live music from Danny Voris. I actually listened to him. He was pretty good. I heard some of him at the Dayton Porch Fest.
Yeah.
I was like, I see his name all the time on my list. I'm going to go check him out. He's got he's like that finger-picking style artist.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yep.
Yep.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
Trivia Night at Ailmatic, and then Karaoke Night at a Brick Tap. And then last on Thursday, 12 to 2, we got the Curio Unplugged Thursday with True Colors. That's at the Courthouse Square. And then in the evening, they got the Curio Social, 4:30 to 6:30. And then in the evening, we got Noah back at Sloopy's in Greenville, Ohio. Shannon Clark's Cardinal Cabaret at Troy Hainer's Cultural Center. The Happy Together Tour at the Praise Pavilion. Praise Pavilion. You got that. And then Unlovable Creatures Night Hikes at the Garbury Big Woods Sanctuary in Piqua.
Right.
Boom. That's it.
No yoga?
No yoga. I mean, there were some free yogas that I mentioned. What you got coming up?
I'm going to have yoga with Yoda yoga, on Saturday.
Yoga, goat yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Use the force.
We're going to Indiana to do a tube float. Down the river, lazy, drinking some beer. It's in Indiana. We've gone to the Bellbrook one, but this one's like a 5 mile one, so that'll be fun.
The long tube.
It's only about an hour drive there.
Yeah.
So we're gonna check that out.
I've got Bites in the Heights, and then clean the garage, and that's about it. Go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Then watch some TV that we haven't watched in Lord knows how long.
Well, now that you have air conditioning,
enjoy it. Well, since it's cool, we're going to get this garage cleaned out.
Yeah.
Because Halloween stuff is coming up, and we need our garage.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right. Well, I don't have anything else. You got anything else?
Not that I can think of. It's going to be a nice 10 days of no rain.
Yeah.
So get ready for it.
It's going to rain, hopefully, soon.
Probably not.
It's just going to keep threatening. It's like, there's
a chance of rain.
Chance, yeah. Currently, it is a 2% chance of rain. That's what the sprinkles were.
Yep.
Oh, well,
just somebody in their car with the wipers on. Raining.
You know, it's funny. One of my cars that I used to have, the windshield wiper shooter, it had a couple of them. One of them had got, I don't know, bent or something. So it would literally shoot over my car.
That's funny.
And I could hit people behind me. And I would do it just because.
That's what we had, our little minivan. It aimed this way. So it was not connected. It would shoot at the car next to you. So we would get every time with Corvettes or anybody with a convertible top.
Oh, God.
It would we just have it on like we're washing our windows. And one side would work. The other side would just shoot at the car next to you.
Just act like you didn't know.
Yep.
That's great. It's mean.
It's fun.
It's fun. Well, I don't have a car like that anymore.
Well, me neither. It got totaled.
Well, we want to thank everybody for joining us today on this fun little show. We hope you all enjoyed it. We're a value for value podcast. We don't pay or make you pay for any premium content or make you subscribe or sign up for Patreon. But
we should.
If you get any value out of the show, feel free to send it back our way in time, talent, or treasure. If you want to drop us a comment or some feedback or just shout out, say, hey, I'm listening, send us an email at greaterdatepodcast@gmail.com. Well, I think that's it for the show, sir.
Righty, you have a good weekend.
All right, you too, sir. Take care.
Bye.